Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, A Bad Case of the Flu, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. I know that everyone thinks that their aches and pains are worse than anybody else's. At least they are more important to them personally. You often hear people say that they have been down in bed for a week with the worst flu you ever saw. All of their suffering and complications are nothing more than a mild case of hypochondria. As for my flu, there's no other way to say it. Lately, I've had a really bad case of the flu. I've been dragged as low as you can get with every complication known to man. Initially, it generally caused a slight irritation that reddens the lining of my throat and makes me lose my voice. A terrible migraine headache sets in during the second round of my affliction. This extends immediately to the optic nerves under my frontal lobe and proceeds past my sciatic nerve on down to the base of my right heel. At this point, the illness will have made a quick tour across my entire body. This, of course, will have already affected the posterior segment of my skull that medical experts refer to as the occipital bone, and most likely also have done at least some damage to my suboccipital. The injury to my spinal fibers also reverses back to my optic fibers and causes immediate blurred vision. I hate to even tell you what happens next. I begin to wobble and jerk until I go into a complete spastic paralysis. Naturally, this dooms me to perpetual cervical neck stiffness. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Only hot lemonade laced with a generous portion of morphine eases that condition. I haven't even mentioned my fever that since day one has gradually risen to 105 degrees according to Gabriel Fahrenheit's thermometric scale. My skin begins to be covered with ulcerous boils and putrid gangrenous sores. These are so rare that even scientists have not yet to name some of them. By the third or fourth day, my arms begin to cramp so badly, I feel like my bones are losing all strength, becoming soft and flabby. The buzzing in my veins augments to a deafening 190 decibels. That's when the vomiting starts, and my hair falls out. I start to vibrate uncontrollably, which is only given a short respite before I go into two or three day period of constant coughing. When my flu reaches its apex, it really gets complicated. My heart slows and my liver swells up to the size of a pro soccer ball. The abdominal pain that I experience at this point is excruciating. I am totally blind, deaf, and have no sense of smell. Together with the fact that I develop rheumatoid arthritis and have asthmatic difficulty breathing, day five doesn't become any easier. I turn purple and fall victim to shivering and shaking due to loss of body heat. My skin color starts changing again. This time it turns from an intense dark blue to the pale yellow of death. My hands, which are slowly swelling, are covered with repulsive nodules and horrendous lumps. That prevents me from wiping my irritated, runny nose. A urine test confirmed the presence of globulin, which suggests that my kidneys are beginning to malfunction as well. My dry lips crack open and leave sensitive, bleeding, raw flesh visible to the naked eye. My fingernails start falling out, and that brings on hiccups that torment me incessantly. I stay like that for about a month and then go into a coma. All of these maladies unloose typhoid fever, Parkinson's disease, and irreversible brain damage. Usually, after about 3 months, the flu symptoms begin to subside. Those unbearable muscle pains that make me faint are treatable, but only with a special antiseptic that was developed as a painkiller for African elephants. My viruses start an accelerated diminishing that is life-saving. I realize that I'm being snatched from death's grasp. It then takes at least 2 more months of convalescence before I really start to get better. The whole flu process is a 5-month affair for me. I always enjoy one healthy week, and then I start to relapse. The very bad flu I have described to you in these pages is so bad that you get it just by reading about it. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.